Welcome, welcome, and welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. That's a lot of welcomes. I must be feeling fabulous, and I am. You know why? Because the show that I have today is so spectacular, you will not believe. Well, I'll let you hear. I mean, I'm already getting emails. I'm already getting tweets about questions to ask my guests. So, without further ado, I will say this: today is Friday. It's April 25th, and we have an excellent show for you today. You know how you always saying that there is an excuse for you not to diet or exercise or eat healthy, and one of the main excuses is that you don't have money or loot like Oprah Winfrey or like the richest person in the world, and you can't afford to hire your own personal chef. So that's one of your excuses. The other excuse is the exercise. You don't have your own personal trainer. My excuse is that I don't have a personal chef. And yes, Oprah, hello, I want to, you can give me some money and then I can have my own personal chef. But if you don't have those means, but you still want to do it, you can afford this. This is called Personal Trainer Food, and CEO Mike Starks created this complete meal program for people, yes, people like you and me, who are too busy to diet, and is recommended by over 2,500 trainers. So, you know, yeah, it is so tasty, too. So without further ado, oh, before I get to Mike, I'm going to read something that Jessica's lovely person sent me. She said that she wanted to make sure, and let me make sure I read it right. Okay, here we go. It says that the meals are not based on calories, but instead they are based on eliminating the processed sugars and refined starches. And you know how we used to eat back in the day 50 years ago, where everything tasted real and everything tasted yummy, you know, the meats, the eggs, the leafy greens, it's, you know, non-starchy, and everything didn't have cheese on it. So without further ado, Mike, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Hey, Juanita, thank you. I appreciate you having us on the show today, and we appreciate what you're doing for the public out there.
So tell us about personal trainer food.
Well, personal trainer food, it's a really basic concept. In 2005, I helped my wife lose 55 pounds in 5 months. And the way that we did it was she was trying to lose weight after our second daughter was born, Juanita. And she tried buying the exercise equipment, the health club memberships, the different food programs out there, all the crazy berry juices and diet pills, all these things that most women try. And so I noticed that, you know, because women are such multitaskers, that she had to have something that fit her busy lifestyle. And so what I did was I made a deal with my wife that every Sunday night I would make her meats and vegetables and store them in the freezer in a bag that was already cooked, so that she could just throw it in the microwave and heat it up and basically eat and run type scenario. And so she did that, and she had to commit to walking at least 15 minutes a day, which she did. So she just started eating meats and vegetables and breakfast products like eggs and sausage, but she cut out all the sugars and all the starches like rice, noodles, whole grains, and most fruits, and she lost 55 pounds in 5 months.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And so she cut out all that stuff. I mean, now some people are going to say, well, you know, did she cut out all the good stuff, or is that all the good stuff that got cut out? I mean, do we get rewarded, Mike? Is there a reward? I guess the reward is the 55 pounds.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's our number one question, Juanita, among women, is when can I cheat? And I answer that with a question in that how often can an ex-smoker cheat? Somebody that's been smoking all their life, if you were to tell them, if you do good all week, you can have one cigarette on Saturday night. Okay? It doesn't work that way. It's basically addiction. And it starts out as taste addiction, but it's actually sugar addiction. And so once you get through that, once you get over the addiction and the withdrawals, then you'll be amazed that your body will not crave the sugar the way it used to. And you'll start looking at sweets a lot different way. And most of the viewers that listen to your show who have given up sugar for quite a while, they can attest to that once you step away from it, you don't even desire it or crave it anymore. And so that's what we try to tell people, is that some folks can reach that point within 3 or 4 weeks, and some people it may take 7 or 8 weeks. But,
yeah,
you know, the key to our program is it's really nothing magical. There's no fairy dust on our food. It's just old-fashioned meats and vegetables that taste very good and that's affordable. And what we tell everyone is this isn't a diet, but it's more of a transformation, in that if we can get a customer off of pizza, popcorn, and pie and get them on just the meats and vegetables, 80% of the work or 90% of the work is done, because it's really about what you eat. And exercise is important, but it's 90% of what you eat, not how much exercise you do.
So, okay, so you have, you know, you have your competitors, and you have, you know, the Jenny Craigs, the Nutrisystem, and they encourage, you know, not the same as yours, your program. They encourage more of, you know, and you get to have pasta, and you get to have, you know, burgers or whatever. Would you say that those would be trigger foods if someone like me, because that is a trigger for me. I mean, the trigger food for me is if I drink wine, I'm eating something starchy, and I have no idea why that happens.
Well, you've got to understand, Juanita, in the food, especially the vanity food business, which is what we're in, there are certain ways to lure women to purchase your product. And if you can tell a woman that you can lose a lot of weight and still eat chocolate cake, women are going to buy your product. And so we try to be very transparent and very candid, and saying that, yeah, you can cheat once a week, but you're not going to lose weight very fast. But
right.
But the worst part of that is you're not going to get over the addiction, and then 6 weeks later, you're going to be back where you were. You're going to be worse. And so the competitors that you mentioned, you know, I have a lot of respect for their companies, but I think when you see their ratings on Amazon versus our ratings, it tells the true picture. We have over 1,200 ratings, and we were a 5-star up until a few weeks ago, and now we're at like 4 3/4 star with over 1,200 ratings. And those guys are like at 1 or 2. They're very low-rated, you know, programs.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at it now. I see the rating system, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, it's really what we've tried to do, Juanita, is I grew up poor. And so one of my goals was to make this very affordable so that people of all economic classes could afford it and not just be some expensive, high-priced gourmet food that was $30 a day. So,
right.
You know, we sell for around $14 a day. That's 3 meals and 2 snacks. And
wow.
With Amazon and Groupon, we have a partnership with Amazon. We're the only weight loss food company in the world that has a partnership with Amazon. And we are able to sell 3 meals and 2 snacks for around $10 a day.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's why we've really been exploding year after year, is because our food is good, it's very, very affordable, and it works extremely well. So that's why we've been very blessed.
Now, do you have any input? I mean, because you were telling us this great story about, you know, how you started doing this with your wife and how she lost all this weight. Do you have any input as to how things are supposed to taste, or what ingredients that you want to be added so it can be nutritionally sound, or it, you know, so they can taste good? I mean, because, you know, sometimes you'll have pre-made meals, and we automatically think that it, you know, would have a high salt and salt content, or we would say that it doesn't have any taste and it just tastes like you're eating somebody's shoe. So it's like, it's like, oh God, I just gnawed on some shoes, and it wasn't expensive shoes either. So do you have that input as well?
Yeah, what we do, Juanita, is we work with about 80 different food manufacturers all over the United States, and what we do whenever we approach our menu items is it's got to taste great, not just okay or not just tolerable, but it's got to taste great to where a woman will look forward to her meal. So that's our first requirement, is that it's got to taste great. It cannot contain hardly any starches at all. And some of our products are very lightly breaded, but not enough to really hurt you. So what we look for is taste. Something that's very high in protein and something that is affordable, that's a price point. And I'll tell you, our taste lab is very simple. We have a large group of ladies here that work at our corporate office, and then I have three daughters, and I've learned over the years that if the women up here like it and my three daughters like it, then most women are going to like it, because women are very, you know, they're very picky about what they eat. And so that's really our test lab.
Wow. Now, and someone asked me, someone just sent an email, and I'm typing as I'm talking to you. They asked me, is it affordable? And it is, because you've already mentioned the price.
That's right. Yes.
You've already said how much it costs.
That's right. It's very affordable. As a matter of fact, we just did a deal. WebMD contacted us, and they want to be, will be the only weight loss meal program recommended by WebMD. Living Social, we're about to go live on Living Social. So if you go through Living Social, Amazon, or Groupon, you can get three meals and two snacks for around $10 and $11 a day, which is very affordable.
And that Groupon that you have going, because I did see that. That's how I first found out about you guys, and then I got the Groupon too. But how long, for those people who don't know, what can that Groupon get me, and how many meals can I get with that Groupon? And do I need a lot of room in my refrigerator? I'm asking you so many questions, Mike.
Yeah.
Do I need a lot of room in my refrigerator? You know, because this, I'm looking at some of the entrees. They look spectacular. So yeah. I guess the first question is, how many meals will I get with my Groupon?
Yeah,
or with the meal plan?
Yes. We ship only 28-day meal programs, Juanita. And the reason we do that is we tested one day, we tested 1 week and 2 week meal programs. But we found that a 4 week meal program for a female, because that's our target, for a female, basically helps her stay committed to the program, and so she sees better results. And so it's by far the most food of any weight loss meal program that's delivered in the United States. You get about 40 pounds of food, which
wow.
takes up most freezers. And so we tell everyone, that's kind of one of the hidden secrets, is that you've got to clean out all the bad food from your freezer to make room for the good food.
Yeah, so clean out that cookie dough ice
That's
cream
right.
and all
That's
that
right.
other crap.
That's right. That's right, honey. You got it.
And put all the good stuff in there. So there's no thought about it. You just eat, and then is everything labeled? I guess things are labeled. It tells you what's for breakfast, what's for dinner, what's for lunch.
Yeah, what makes our meal program so unique and so special is we don't do TV trays like our competitors, where you're forced to eat a meat and a vegetable and a starch. We only package meats and we package vegetables. And what happens is when you go on our menu and you order, you get to select whichever meats, however many of them that you want, and whichever vegetables, so that every time you eat a meal, every time you sit down, you pick out one meat and one vegetable, you heat it in the microwave for about 90 seconds per bag, you open it, and you eat it. And it really kind of retrains you on how to eat and how to think about eating, because what we try to tell everyone, there's a lot of rocket science out there, and everyone says they have studies to show. And we just say, look, whether it's our food or anyone else's, if you just go back and just start eating meats and vegetables, you're going to lose a ton of weight. And
wow.
so, you know, our packaging is very, very simple. It's not a tray. You have the flexibility of eating, mixing, and matching what you want.
Oh, my God. And will I be hungry after, you know, because I guess that's another question that I got, you know, if I, you know, stick with your program for the whole 28 days, you know, will I get hungry? Will I be hungry? Will you find me in a closed room with a bag of Oreos because I'm just starving?
Boy, every woman in America right now is scratching their head. Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you're used to eating, you know, a side of beef every day, you're going to be hungry. But for 95% of the women in America, they can't finish most of our meals. We provide about 4 to 5 ounces of meat and about 4 to 4.5 ounces of vegetables. And so, you know, it's once you cut out the starches, and your body gets back to the way that it's supposed to digest and consume food, you're not as hungry as you used to be. So, you know, there's so much more to it than just, you know, eating this and not eating that. There's
right.
a lot of physiology that goes on there.
Wow. And I keep hearing you saying the fruit, the vegetables and the meat, but are you allowed fruit? Are you allowed yogurt? Are you allowed anything else additional?
You know, here's the deal with yogurt and fruit. First of all, fruit has a lot of fructose in it, and fructose in the late 80s was labeled as the miracle cure for all the diabetics. The problem with fructose is that it does not, it's got a low glycemic, so it doesn't spike your glucose levels, but what it will do is the moment that you consume fructose, it immediately goes to your liver, stimulates your liver, which ends up creating triglycerides or body fat. And so fruit will either stall your fat burn or it will help you build fat. And so what we tell everyone is if you are a fruit addict, eat one apple a day. But we do tell people they can eat apples, but anything outside of apples you need to avoid while you're trying to lose weight. Fruit is nature's dessert, and it's one of those things that once you get down to your ideal and your target weight, you can consume a little bit, but you have to be really cautious with fruit. And same thing with yogurt. You know, yogurt's been labeled as one of these great healthy foods. It's got all the pretty healthy-looking labels on it. And unfortunately, yogurt tends to have around 28 grams of sugar, which is almost as much as a soda. And it also has a lot of casein in it. Casein is a protein that tends to stall fat burn also. So we advise on staying away from yogurt, granola bars, a lot of these things that you've been told are healthy over the years. And just stick with meats and vegetables, eggs, cheese, things that are more natural.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, I've always, you know, I always look at, you know, certain programs and they always telling us, you know, that you should have more fruit, you should have more yogurt.
Sure.
You know, you should incorporate that, and you're saying, you know, and you make a good point because it's funny, every time I eat, oh, God, do I want to share this? Every time I eat yogurt with some type of fruit in it, I get hungrier.
Right. That's right.
And I don't, but if I have a steak, just
yeah.
a steak, I'm full. And I guess that's what you're saying. I mean, with no sauce, no, you know, none of the good stuff, but just regular steak.
Yeah.
With no ketchup, no anything. I am completely full that I cannot eat the whole entire thing.
Right. You know, what we try to teach our clients, Juanita, is that, you know, what Jessica mentioned in her letter in there about calories, is that for the last 35 years, we've been taught that fat and calories will make you fat. And what we try to teach people is that in the last 40 years, our fat consumption in America has actually declined by about 4.5%. And our caloric consumption has only increased by about 3%. So we're not really eating more food than we were 40 years ago. It's just we're eating more of the wrong things. Sugar
right.
consumption has increased by almost 800% in the last 40 years. And vegetable consumption has decreased significantly. So, you know, it's really about avoiding the wrong food and eating the right foods. And everyone, you know, has their conception of what is the right food. And what we tell everyone, it's real simple. It's just meats and vegetables.
Right. And that's what we would, you know, and you're right, because, and I love what Jessica sent. She says, you know, the stuff that we used to do when we were kids, when we would, you know, play and we would, you know, play hard and come back
yeah.
and your mother, you know, you come in the house and your mother thinks that you've been in a fight and all you've been doing was playing hard, but then she
yeah.
feeds you these good vegetables and meat, and you always felt healthy and you always felt strong, but you always felt energized.
Right, that's right. Well, think about this, Juanita. I'm 51 years old, and I remember growing up, and we would get a soda pop maybe once a month. And we had a convenience store and gas stations about every 3 or 4 miles. Now, like my three young daughters, every event they go to, 5 days a week, there are cookies, donuts, sodas. And so, you know, we're bombarded with all these sugary products at all the convenience stores on every street corner. So, you know, it's really what we've kind of put around ourselves that's really the enemy. And it's all these products that have so much sugar in it.
Right, right, exactly. And it's so funny because now we thinking, you know, whenever you look at television, you always see commercials, and the main ingredient that you see is either cheese or sugar. Cheese is on everything. Cheese is on candy bars.
That's right.
Cheese is on candy bars, and yeah. We're wondering why we're one of the fattest nations. I mean, and I can talk, but you know, I wish I was your wife when you were saying, "Hey, I'm gonna make you some meals so you can lose 55 pounds." I would be still kissing you because that's what we need. We need someone to say, "Look, I know what you need to do, and here's how to do it," and I guarantee you'll lose your craving. And I actually believe that, Mike, that once you train your body to not had, like you were saying, the cigarette, that was a perfect example about the cigarette or an alcoholic or a crack addict. It's like, well, when can I cheat? Well, can you get a glass of scotch if you're an alcoholic? No, you can't, because you'll go back to the same thing that you used to do. So I truly believe in the fact that if you remove it just for a little while, you won't miss it anymore.
That's right. That's right. You know, we try to teach all of our customers that there's a pattern that you're going to go through whenever you go on our meal program. In the first week, you're excited. You really are driven to lose a lot of weight. Then the second week, you're still somewhat excited. Then the third week, you're a little burnt out. And then the fourth week, you start getting bored. And what we try to tell our customers, if you can make it through the fourth week of the boredom phase, then it's almost like the addict that once they get through that last little step of missing their crack or their cigarettes or their alcohol, then all of a sudden it becomes a lot easier to go forward. And so, you know, what we've noticed over the years, Juanita, in the diet industry is, you mentioned our competitors earlier, and I do think that a lot of our competitors purposely want people to eat some of the wrong foods, because you know why? They advertise so well, they know that customer is going to be back the next year.
Exactly. That is such a great point. And before I let you go, Mike, I wanted to find out, how is the food shipped? I mean, how do we get it? How often do we get it? I mean, you know, you said 28 days, but do you do auto ship, or do we have to call to say, I want another 28 days? How does that work?
Well, we'll send you an email when it's time, but we don't do auto ship. We tested an auto ship program, but the problem with auto ship is one of our competitors is notorious about, they'll put you on auto ship, they'll start charging your credit card, you try to cancel it, they make it impossible, then you want a refund. So what we tell our customers is, we're so confident in our food that if you want it, you know, we'll remind you, but you can come back and pay for it. We don't want to seem like we're trying to push you hard on our food. So that's, our reorder rate is so stinking high, and our reviews say it all. Our food is that good that, you know, people will come back on their own. Just even after they've lost the weight, Juanita, we have a lot of customers that'll stay on our program for a year just because the food's so convenient.
Wow.
So it's really, you know, we send everything out FedEx Ground or home delivery, excuse me. And so all of our orders, if you order in before 3:30 Central Time, they will go out that same day. And we're opening a Fresno, California warehouse in June of this year. So that means all of California, Oregon, and Washington will get their food within a day. And then we're opening another facility on the East Coast by the end of the year. So we should FedEx on delivery. Yeah.
Wow. And Mike, before I'm going to let you go, it's personaltrainerfood.com. How can we get on board the Groupon that's there? And you said another, I think you said Amazon or Living Social?
Well, both. Living Social goes live next week. WebMD will go live next week also on May 1. And so the best way right now, if they just go to Google or Yahoo and just type in personal trainer food, you will see a coupon where you can basically get a lot off of each meal program. So, yeah, just Google it, do a search on it. You'll see it at the top of the search engine results.
Oh, my. And again, that's personaltrainerfood.com.
Yeah.
Mike Starks is the CEO of the company. This is his baby, and it's been tried and true. And you heard in the beginning that he did it for his wife. His wife lost 55 pounds, which is phenomenal. And, you know, all you do is just, you know, put it in the microwave, heat it up, and you know, this is your personal chef. your personal trainer, chef, is helping you lose weight and helping you get healthy. I so appreciate you being on the show today, Mike. You've been such a joy, and the information that you have given us and me, I'm going to do the challenge, and I'm going to report every week on my show how well I'm doing on your program. I'm throwing it out there. I'm going to be on your program because I turned a certain age, and I just want to start feeling and looking more healthier. And I think that this right here is the best idea ever.
Wonderful. Well, we'd love to send you a free box of food, Juanita, because we want to see you succeed. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I will take you up on that. And like I said, I will report back to you. And one of my clients, I don't like the name drop, but one of my clients that I work with, he is in such impeccable shape. And every time I see him, and he's older than me, a lot older than me, and I look at him, and his wife and him eat the way you're talking, and they're always working out. And I told him, I said, you're going to see a change. I said, because I have Mike Starks on my show, and I'm going to do the challenge and do personal trainer food. I said, because this is, and I showed him your site, and he was just going on and on about how nice it looked and everything. So, and he's a big deal. So I really like this person. But Mike, I'm going to take you up on that challenge, and I really am excited, and I will report back every week about my weight loss, and I'll have you back on the show so you can talk more about your service.
Excellent. Thank you, Juanita.
Thank you so much. And coming up next, we have Nivica MedSpa, Kelly Sullivan. She's going to give us some information on, after you lose all that weight, what can you do for your face, your skin, your body? So stick with us. Give us about 30 seconds. We'll get Kelly on the line. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. Okay, so you heard it. I am I'm going to do it. I'm going to do personal trainer food. And Mike, I think Mike can basically talk me into doing anything. Did you hear him? He's so cool, and he's so soothing. Yeah. So Mike, stick around, because I'm going to do it. Personal trainer food. I'm signing up. I'm going to look good, baby. Kelly Sullivan is with Nivica MedSpa, and we were just chatting. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Fine. I just saw a Groupon, and I was telling her that there is a Groupon here for Nivica MedSpa, and it's for $349 treatment for Vaser. I just asked you how to say it, and now I'm asking you again.
Vaser shape
abdominal contouring treatment. It's regularly $699, we'll just say $700, But you can get it with the Groupon, and it's till it ends on April 27. Wow, that was quick. You can get it for $349. And I guess Kelly can tell us what that treatment is, since it is a Groupon here. I mean, they say what it is, but I would rather Kelly tell you. And then also I saw a, and I hope you know about this too, Kelly, a Mother's Day special that's going on at the Nivica Med Spa as well. You know about that, right?
Yep. We just plotted that out today, so you got that really quick. I was
Yeah, I did. And
that.
So I guess I'll talk about that first. I didn't know, however, that you guys now do teeth whitening.
Yes.
So everything that you know, everything that Nivica Med Spa is doing lately has something to do with rejuvenation or making you look a whole lot better. So I want you to tell us some of the new stuff that you got going on, because I love talking to you about all the injectables and the new products and of course, the new Nivica Med Spa. They're in their brand-new space. It's in Gambrill's. Is it in Gambrill's?
Yeah, we're in the new Wall Chapel Town Center.
Yeah.
So we're right across where the movie theater is. So it's actually very exciting because now we're a very dedicated space versus before we were kind of working within Dr. Patel's private office.
Right.
So we weren't able to have as much space to do as many things as we're doing here. So we're doing lots of new fun things. Of course, the teeth whitening has been a big thing that a lot of people are liking. It's not outrageously expensive. It is very quick to do. It's about a 20-minute treatment. We have the fluorescent light, and then you get a little take-home whitening pen that you do for the next few days. So that's been incredibly popular. So we actually have the Mother's Day special, which we first started focusing around just doing a lot of the teeth whitening at a special price. So we're doing that for $79. But then we've now added in, we're going to do a little Mother's Day, have some muffins and some snacks and some refreshments and little goodie bags that'll have some special treats in it. And we're doing 25% off of any service that you want to do that day, or if you want to get a gift certificate to do it in the near future, as well as 15% off of all our skincare products. So that'll be a great day if there's anything that you're in particular somebody's looking at or somebody wants to have done. We'd be happy to get them scheduled. If they're not sure, we can always do a consult and talk to them about anything they want to know about and educate them.
And, you know, that's interesting that you say that, Kelly, because I was talking to Dr. Patel, and I, you know, we were talking about, you know, the concept of the girls' night and having a bunch of girls or five women, six women, and they come to your place. And you've actually confirmed this, that we can, that you all can schedule your girlfriends to come to the office, to the spa, and basically get like a kind of a one-on-one consult, you know, with all of us telling us all the different treatments, you know, what, you know, the pros, the cons. You can do that as a group of like five or six girls, correct?
Mm-hmm. So what we do, we've kind of tested and tried a couple of different variables, but my goal and one of the things I firmly believe in is education. So what we do is we've centered it around being a very educational experience. So that way you bring in six of your friends, and for doing that, we give them specials that they get special prices, so it's beneficial to them. But then if you have six friends who have something done, we reward you as being kind of our liaison and bringing these friends to us with 10% of your sales in a gift certificate to use, along with the fact that you get the specials as well. So we make it so it's mutually beneficial for everybody. But when we have you come in, I do a presentation and talk all about, you know, basic skin rejuvenation, basic issues, kind of talk about a little bit of everything we do. And then if people have individual concerns that they want to address individually, we do that. You know, so we kind of guide it depending on what the needs are. But we do start off with education being our number one thing because most of the people have the same questions. That way we're explaining everything at once. We talk about the injectables we do. We talk about fillers. We talk about skincare, rejuvenation, microdermabrasion, chemical peels, laser treatments. We have the new Fraxel dual laser, which is really awesome. We're having great responses with that. Clear and Brilliant, as well as your everyday laser hair removal, IPLs, those types of things. So we're able to touch on pretty much anything and any questions that people have. You know, I've been doing this for quite a long time, so I pretty much can answer the majority of their questions or figure out for them if they need to have a different resource or, you know, make it so that they're getting something out of it, not just showing up to buy stuff.
Yeah, because that's the first thing, you know, someone wants to, you know, one of the things that I don't like, one of the things I like about your place is that you all know exactly, you know, what's going on, how to do it. You're all trained because you now see a lot of places, and I'm not going to name them, but you see a lot of places now that say they do all this stuff, and this is the same place where I'm getting my nails done. I mean, I'm just saying. So, I don't want to go to a place that's made for one thing, and then you're trying to get something that, you know, something completely different. I want to go to a place that's all you do, and that everyone is knowledgeable and can answer any and every question that I would possibly have as far as treatment.
Yes. And that's very important because the other thing is, too, is not everybody's the same. So it's very hard also to be in a situation where you only have one thing to offer. You know,
right.
Where are you going to give them the best result and response if you only have one modality that you can offer to do? And also a lot of people, depending on their training, you don't know if you do this to them, what's going to happen to that. You know, there's always a give and take that you have to be aware of, especially with dark skin. You know, you just have to know how the skin's going to function along with knowing the treatments or the machines or the lasers or whatever it is that you're working with.
Right, right. And speaking of laser, and I guess the pain factor, because that's another thing that, you know, some people will want to get these procedures. I mean, for instance, the contouring procedure. How painful is that? Because a lot of people are going to want to get that for bikini season or swimsuit season, or just to feel or look better. So does that hurt? Is that painful?
No. The Vaser Shape is actually one of the newer machines out there. A lot of people may be hearing about skin contouring or non-invasive lipo or losing some inches. There's lots of different machines out there on the market. The one that we chose after trying a bunch of them is the Vaser Shape. It uses ultrasound heat energy, and we work on an area. So, for instance, the problem area is your stomach, and you have a little spot that just won't go down. We do the Vaser Shape. It feels warm. It heats the tissue up. It causes the fat cells to become permeable, which means that they leak out all the junk that's making them a little large, so they shrink. Your own body, your lymphatic system, will then kind of drain everything out. You can lose up to an inch, even a little bit more, with one treatment. When you're looking to do it, though, doing a series is actually going to be your best bet because, you know, nothing is forever and nothing is just a one-time thing. If
right.
it is, then it's more invasive.
Right.
But it feels like a warm massage. It's not uncomfortable. It feels really great, and it can tone the skin a little bit because we put some heat in the surface of the skin, and whenever you do that, we're creating collagen remodeling and rebuilding, so we get some tightening of the skin as well.
And so, okay, so that, you know, the tightening of the skin, how often will we have to keep coming back? Did you say, but how often will we have to keep, or do we have to keep coming back for the same process? Can we just keep, is it long term? Is it for a couple of months?
Mm-hmm.
Is it through the season?
Well, typically, it depends on the person, of course, but if you can do a series of three, you're going to see more benefit than doing one, but of course,
right.
doing one is better than none.
Right.
It really depends on what you're trying to achieve. If you're doing this because you think you can do this instead of eating healthy or exercising, and that's going to be your form of weight loss, that's probably not the best thinking. It is meant to improve what you already have and to help you along. And, of course, natural aging and the process of life, you have to maintain. So it really depends. We have patients who will come every so many months and they'll do an area. Or we'll have them that, I'm going to the beach next week. Can I come in and get a couple of treatments done? And we can do it every couple of days to actually give you that great response. If we can have a few days in between to give your lymphatics time to do what it's supposed to do, you're going to see even more. But typically we tend to see people for that procedure prior to a big event or prior to going out wearing their bathing suits. You know, all of a sudden they tried something on and they got a little extra blip. a fat that they want to get rid of. Those are the patients we see for that. If someone is coming in and they want more body contouring or they want to see an even more kind of a long-term result, then that would be the vaser lipo. And that's actually an invasive procedure where we're removing the fat cells.
Oh.
So that's a liposuction.
And then how long, I mean, you know, what is the process? I mean, without giving it away, I mean, I know you say, I guess you had to get anesthesia. What is the down, do you have downtime? Do you have to wear the ACE band or whatever you call it?
Yeah. With the vaser lipo that we do here, it actually, you know, I've been fortunate enough that I've worked with several doctors doing all the different forms of lipo. And I will say that it is probably one of the best ones and the easiest ones to do. We can't do large volume lipo, so you can't do a huge person and do a lot at one time because we don't put people to sleep. We don't do anesthetics.
Okay.
Typically, they'll take a little pain medicine and something to maybe relax them, but they're talking to us the whole time.
Oh.
It's not crazy, uncomfortable. It's you know, it's not bad at all. For the first month after you have it done, you do have to wear the garment because the garment really helps to shape the tissue and makes it so that when you have that fluid draining that we've kind of, you know, we've caused a response to happen within your skin. Similar to healing, you will make that little bit of that serum kind of healing stuff. So we want to keep that nice and tight so it doesn't form any problems. But when I actually had my stomach done, I went to work the next day. So it's not something that you can't do that. We do recommend that if you do it, you take a couple of days and just kind of relax, take it easy. But you're up and you're walking around, and we just did one last Friday that the patient offered to help me clean up. I mean, it's not like traditional, you know, we don't put anybody to sleep. We use minimal amounts of anesthetics and things like that so they don't feel that crappy, horrible feeling afterwards. They're sore. Now, of course, you know, we've seen her back for a checkup, and she's sore, but it's not horrible.
Wow. So techniques or procedures that we should think about getting, you know, for, I guess, we're approaching bridal season, and we're approaching prom season, and I mean, I'm sorry, but there are a lot of these young girls that are in high school, and they are buying and spending money to get this stuff as well. The teeth whitening is definitely a plus. I love.
And I can tell you, my daughter being one of those prom goers, she's already called me to see when she can come have that done. So
that is
a big thing. Our girls who have some acne, you know, if they wanted to improve their acne, some will do. We have a treatment called Clear and Brilliant, which is from the makers of Fraxel, and it's a little light treatment that actually will help to clear up the skin, and it's similar to doing several microdermabrasions at one time. So that's helpful. Even microdermabrasion, that just takes down the dead skin cells so that when the girls do go to put on makeup, it goes on better, it stays smoother, it just looks nicer. If they have active inflamed acne, we do a lot of acne treatments with chemical peels, various chemical peels and treatments. So it really depends on what they need. We don't have a clear cut, we do this for acne for everybody, or we do this for everybody for rejuvenation. We have the ability to tweak a lot of things and switch up a lot of things and make it really tailored to everyone.
Because, you said about the dermabrasion and that type of stuff, but I always thought, and I'm glad you kind of cleared that up, or maybe, you know, I'll still ask this question. When you get that procedure done, how soon after can you put makeup on? Or how soon do you tell people, okay, after you had this peel or this dermabrasion that you can, you know, you can put on your makeup or you can do makeup at a certain, you know, certain period of time? Because I would think that your skin would be irritated. It would look better, you know, once it does its thing, but I would think it would be a little red, a little irritated.
No, it's really not. Actually, I have some patients, you know, I have patients that I've been seeing for like 13 years on a repetitive basis, and they'll come, I'll do it during the day, they put on their makeup right after and go right back to work.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If we do chemical peels, we don't like them to wash their face for the first few hours because we really want all that stuff to sit in there and soak and do its job. But they can put a little makeup on over top of, as long as they're not washing off what we put on.
Oh, wow. And so if I came in and I got a chemical peel, I mean, what is the difference as far as a person needing the chemical peel versus a dermabrasion, or is that the same?
So they're very similar. The end result that you're going for is about the same. One is doing it mechanically, which is the microdermabrasion, and one is doing it chemically, which is the chemical peel.
Okay.
Typically, the microdermabrasion is great for most of your skins because you don't have to worry about how will a chemical be absorbed, what kind of response will they get from a chemical. Whereas if I see a person with a lot of acne, the chemical peel is a better choice to start out with because it's anti-inflammatory and antibacterial. So it's going to kind of take care of that realm as well as being exfoliating. So it really depends on what you're looking for. You can also layer the two if you're going for something more aggressive.
Oh, wow. Do it at the same day? I mean, do it the same day?
Mm-hmm. Same time. Same day, same time, yep.
And can that work on your neck as well? Because, you know, a lot of women, we get older, you know, that's the first sign of aging is, the neck, it looks kind of crackly.
Yep.
I mean, can you do it for the neck as well? And are there treatments for the neck area? Because I know that's a hard area to treat.
Mm-hmm. You can do everything you can do on the face, on the neck and the chest. The neck and the chest don't have as many oil glands, so sometimes you have to dial it back a little bit so they don't get too irritated. But if you remember, skin is such that if it does get irritated, it kicks into a repair process. So part of that irritation is kind of good because it's going to make the skin really work with us and make it better. We also have a new product with PCA Skin that's a neck and décolleté perfecting cream that we've had great responses with, you know, kind of evening out skin tone and just plumping it a little bit and making the skin feel much better.
Plumping what?
Plumping the skin. It actually has some hydrators and things and hyaluronic acid that get in there and just really help with hydration of that skin.
Oh, does it plump or lift up the breast? Because, you know, I'm just saying.
Not quite that much. That might be a little bit more surgery.
Hi, Dr. Patel. No,
yeah.
Because that's another thing. It's like, you know, we want everything to be like it used to be, tight, toned, plump, lifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, our thighs. Oh, and speaking of thighs, what is a good process or procedure for the thighs? Like just to make them a little bit smoother. Not, you know, we're not coming to you, Kelly, and saying, "Oh, Kelly, I haven't exercised in 50 years. Oh, can you get rid of all this fat?" No, we're just saying, can you just make it look a little bit more smoother?
I get people who say that, but yeah. The
Vaser
shape works really well. If you have fat, the Vaser lipo, you know, like the inner thighs.
Okay.
You know, again, I've done the inner thighs, so I can speak from experience. Makes a world of difference.
Really?
But then the Vaser shape, actually the same thing. It's going to do some toning. It's going to do some tightening. It's going to help with, you know, kind of bringing down the fat cells a little bit, making them a little smaller. So you're going to see improvement just in the skin in general.
Yeah, because I don't even mind big legs. I just don't like, you know, big jiggly. You know, it's like, I mean, big legs are not a problem for me. I don't see that as being bad. I just see, you know, when it's so, you know, when you just got so much jiggling, just so much going. You know, I would say it's got to be jelly because jam don't shake, whatever that expression used to be.
Yeah, the Vaser shape works really well for that. A lot of our patients like that. We also have done even the Fraxel. We have the Fraxel 1927. We've even done, like, forearms, and we've done the lower legs of people who have a lot of kind of sun damage and brown spots, and that's been amazing for that as well.
And I just got a question. Someone said, what is the downtime for the liposuction procedure? I guess they don't know what it's called, but yeah.
There really isn't a lot of downtime that you would consider, like, oh, my gosh, like a surgery, because it's really not a surgery.
Okay.
We usually do them on a Thursday or a Friday. We wrap you up. That's probably the hardest part is that you have to wear the garment, which is a pain in the butt in the beginning to get used to, but then once you're used to it, it feels good, so you want to wear it.
Okay.
The patients can take a shower the next day. They put their garment back on. We tell them they can do light exercise. You can eat. There's no restrictions on diet. They can start to exercise a normal routine whenever they're feeling up to it. For instance, like your stomach, you feel like you've done 10 billion sit-ups. So we do give pain medicine for the first week or so, but you know, like I said, we have people that just go back to work or they're out and they're doing stuff. You know, everybody's a little different. We have some
who take
a little bit longer, but it's not unreasonable to say you do it on a Friday and you're back at work on a Monday. For me, being a nurse, the harder part was the legs swell a little bit more. You know, when you're on your feet a little bit more, how much you can do is a little different than if you sit at a desk or have that kind of a job.
Yeah. And I'm thinking also that if you have to wear that garment, do you have to wear it for a period of time or just right after? How long do you have to wear that?
For a period of time, okay. We like for you to have it on 24/7 pretty much for about a month.
Okay.
But what you'll find is after the first week or two, it feels so good because kind of when you have surgery, you know, and you hurt, if you kind of put pressure on an area, it just feels better.
Right.
It's very thin. It's a lycra spandex kind of thing, so you don't see it through your clothes. So it's not something like, oh, gosh, I'm wearing jeans. I can't wear this because it's not like that.
Oh.
But the support feels good. We want to have that support to kind of as it's healing. And it could take, you know, if we were to look at a person, we're not really seeing the full end result of what we do for about 4 months.
Right.
But you can see, like, as soon as you do it, you'll see when you take that first shower that, like, for instance, your stomach is going to be flatter.
Oh.
You do see that.
Oh, wow. Because, I'm glad you said that about the garment, because I was thinking that it wouldn't be a good idea to have it during when it's really hot because it'll be so hot. But you're basically, it's almost like a Spanx?
It is.
Okay.
It's probably a little bit, and to be honest with you, as I went along, because the problem was then my garment became too big as I, you know, was kind of shrinking.
I then
was just buying the Spanx things and wearing that.
Right. That's fantastic. And that's great for someone who's getting married, too, I would think. You know,
mm-hmm.
they want to look really good in their wedding dress. They get that done, and they'll, you know, look even more spectacular.
Yeah. And it's great for people who are looking to fix a little area. That's
right.
Who really, really does well with it. Again, somebody who's very overweight and they're looking at this as their answer, that's not the best candidate.
Oh.
Because, you know, you can't, we have to stay safe. We're in an office. We don't push that boundary at all. So we have some people that we've had to do it in two sessions. You know, we do the bulk of it, and then we'll bring them back in 6 months or so, and then we'll decide if we need to do a second session.
Okay. And for those of you who didn't get the beginning of this talk with Kelly, they are running two specials. One is on Groupon, but that is over on the 27th of this month. So, and it's for $349, regular price of $699. So that's a great deal. And it's for the contouring system. And then the other deal that Nivica Med Spa have going is for Mother's Day. And it includes teeth whitening that Kelly told us about, which, you know, I don't know about you, but one of the biggest things or biggest telltale signs of someone looking older is when their teeth look bad or dingy or whatever. So, you know, a great teeth whitening. And I think you said it only takes 20 minutes to do. You're in and out. You got your great smile. And for Mother's Day, I believe it's, let me get my sheet.
$79.
$79, exactly. But it was something else that I wanted to throw in. It was a goodie bag. I love the goodie bag.
Yep.
You get a goodie bag.
We're going to do some little treats and refreshments, and we're going to have a little goodie bag for all the moms.
Oh, you have to be a mom to say that. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, just say you're a mom. Everybody's a mom of something, aren't
they? Yeah, I'm a mom to my dog. So.
There you go.
I want that goodie bag and that muffin. No, let me stop. But, no, if you're a mother, you come in. Bring your mom. Bring your mom and treat her, get her, you know, some information about all the good stuff that Nivica Med Spa have. And the spa is spectacular. It's a beautiful space. It's in Gambrills. And I'll let Kelly give us the address one more time before she goes. Give us the address to Nivica Med Spa before I let you go.
It is 1404 South Main Chapel Way, Suite 114. And that is in Gambrills, Maryland, 21054. And we also have a website, www.nivicamedspa.com. And It's in the new Wall Chapel, and anybody who hasn't been down here, it's absolutely a beautiful shopping center with lots of stuff to do around here.
It's a great shopping area. And Nivica is spelled N as in Nancy, I, V as in Victor, I-K-A. Spa is all one word. So I would encourage you to definitely check everyone out, especially Kelly, who is my favorite. Kelly Sullivan, she's my favorite. She's so informative. Every time she's on the show, I get thousands of emails, and now she has to go. But I'll pass them on to her, and I'll pass the information to the people who asked about the service. I'll just send them the email and the name of the spa. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being on the show once again.
Thank you.
As always, I would love to have you back again and again because you always give us some new information about all the new procedures, the injectables, and all the good things for your body. So I really appreciate you being my guest again.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for joining the Beauty Files with Juanita. And till then, you take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.